Welcome to the 302 Seconds While You Wait, Canelin podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, the Director of Educational Service, Early Childhood to Fifth Grade. And today I'm very excited to have Mrs. Salto, the principal of Canelin John Shields, joining us. We are so glad that you are here. Feel free to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kara Salto, principal at John Shields Elementary School. Fun fact, I had the opportunity to teach second and third grade, as well as an MTSS teacher and assistant principal before becoming principal here. So excited to talk with you today.
Excellent. Thank you for stopping by and talking with us today about MTSS structures. Today, we're going to have a little bit of sharing about the different successes that we've seen in co-teaching through MTSS and sharing a little bit of what it might look like for your student. So feel free to go ahead and kick us off with some of the things that you've seen at your school and across the schools at Canelin.
There have been so many celebrations. Just to clarify from the start, today we're talking about MTSS co-teaching. So that's gen ed and not the special education today. Some of the things that your student might experience with co-teaching is having two teachers in their classroom. That may look like both teachers taking small groups of students and working on things, station rotations. Maybe both teachers are teaching a lesson together, but in a different way, whether it's through visuals or manipulatives, supporting students in whatever way that's needed. It's really been great to have those additional adults to build positive relationships with and to support our students. In the past, students may have recognized this person as someone that meets with some students for reading or meets with some students for math. However, now our MTSS teachers, along with our gen ed teachers, are supporting the whole child, whether that's academics or SEL or behavior. So that student really looks at it, that adult, as just being another teacher in their classroom to help them with whatever's needed. Other celebrations we've seen is really that system of support is developed based on student data. Let's look at how the child is doing. How can we target the support they need so they can continue to grow? We've also seen that increased collaboration among staff members with looking at the data, as well as determining, you know, should we do a small group? Should we each take, you take half the class and teach it this way, and I'll take half the class and teach it that way. So really looking at what can we do? Let's be creative. Let's put our heads together to meet the needs of all of our students in our classroom. Other successes that we've seen is students really being able to reflect on their levels of proficiency and their progress and being able to communicate their learning with one another as well. It's really great to see, you know, even a kindergartner being able to say, I'm proficient on this, and this is how I know, and this is my next steps. We've seen with an increase in those proficiency levels and students talking about their progress, we've seen an increase in, you know, student achievement and looking at scores. Thinking about the school improvement plan at John Shields last year, we exceeded our goal and our students grew so much in reading. So we're excited to continue that same work this year. And, you know, a big part of it is having those MTSS teachers there to support students in whatever way is needed.
Can you remind me, it sounds like you've shared a lot of ways that the MTSS structure has really empowered students, the positive relationships, you know, in learning, you know, improvement data. Can you remind us how many MTSS staff members do you have in each elementary building?
Yeah, each of our elementary building have four MTSS teachers and an MTSS coordinator. Some of them are, you know, work with one grade level or two grade levels more than another. And it's also flexible, too, based on that student need.
Perfect. Perfect. And what are some things that you think might be some suggestions for parents to ask their child about MTSS? Of course, we communicate from the MTSS coordinator home to the parents, but what are some things that they might ask about if they have other teachers in their classroom?
Yeah. I mean, probably a good starting point is, do you have more than one teacher in your classroom? And what do you like about having more than one teacher in there? And how do you think it helps you with your learning to have more than one teacher in there? So that'd be a good starting point. And then, you know, always continue to ask your student about where they are with their learning path and what their next steps are and how they really advocate for their learning.
I love it. I love the words empowerment, advocacy, especially when we think about our students. So thank you so much for joining us today and shedding a little light on our celebrations. We do have one little commercial of a big event coming on April 1st. It is Election Day, and Caitlin will have the referendum on the ballot. So please be sure to mark your calendars for April 1st and get out to Election Day. And that leads us to our secret word of this week. If you would like to enter a raffle, please email 302seconds@caitlin.org. And the secret word this week for the raffle is to vote. V-O-T-E. Get out there and vote on April 1st. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mrs. Salto, for joining us.
Thank you.
Woo!